Thank you, Jesus, for your patience with us. Thank you that you wait for us with an expectant heart, eager to give us the greater gifts. Precious family, I'm so happy to have something to share with you. I really appreciate your prayers. I've had some days where I just wasn't connecting, and I was being pulled in 7 different directions all at once. This direction, however, being with you, is my favorite. You're my family, and I love you all so much. We all suffer from the same human conditions, and I love to share with you how Jesus pulls me out of the little pits I get myself into. One thing I know for sure, in the last 2 years, demonic oppression has multiplied off the charts. Perhaps it has to do with the proximity of Nibiru as it slowly approaches. I know that the accelerator in Europe has also had an impact on our vulnerability because it has opened dimensions that never should have been opened. The Lord is forever expanding us, challenging us, and what worked yesterday may not work tomorrow. As our opposition increases, so do our lessons and challenges increase. After speaking with many souls that want to come and join in this work, I'm seeing now how cloying and restricting families can be, how daunting they can be when a soul wants to move ahead and go deeper with the Lord. I'm also seeing the many responsibilities people are committed to within their families. In the days of the Old Testament, when a man was called out by the Lord, he had to give everything up on the spot and go with the prophet, even slaughtering the team of oxen they needed to tend fields. Wow, that was extreme. And Jesus said to the rich young ruler, "Go, sell all you have, give to the poor, then come follow me." And again, to the man who said he must go bury his father first, "Whoever is not willing to give up father, mother, sister, brothers, and even children is not worthy of me." That's my paraphrase. Family, when God calls, Satan sends out a task force to block your way. All of a sudden, you become the only one who can sustain the family, help the elderly, take care of the house, etc., etc. The enemy calls in obstacles in all directions to bring you to a halt. Those are the things you can work your way through. But what about the family interventions? Relatives you haven't heard from in months suddenly show up on your doorstep to dissuade you from following your heart. How do you suppose the mother of Jesus felt the day he said, "Mother, it's my time. I must go"? She had lived with God incarnate for 30 years, and now he must leave her behind. Mary was totally on board with Jesus' mission. She knew she was chosen to give her son up someday to redeem mankind. What sort of love did she live in? She loved the world more than her very own maternal privilege. She wanted him to succeed no matter what the cost. She gave up the most precious life of her son for the redemption of the world, and knew all along that the day would come when she had to do so. Should she stand in the doorway and say, "Son, you cannot go. You must stay here and take care of me"? Did she call her relatives together to make an intervention, listing all the reasons he should not depart? Did she argue with him that he mustn't perish at the hands of his enemies? Did she criticize and condemn those he was being sent to and try to make them look unredeemable? My dear ones, when you have a child, that child is on loan. If you think you own them, you need to have a talk with God. That child is only on loan to you for you to bring them up with godly values and then release them to follow their hearts. I followed my heart, and that is why I'm blessed to have this ministry and the gifts he's imparted. It didn't always look like it was going to work out. There were plenty of pitfalls and difficulties. But no matter what, I followed my heart. And by doing that, he led me to the place where he wanted me to be. In the process of receiving requests from those who want to come to the mountain and work with us, parents have falsely accused us of being a cult. Relatives have shown up from nowhere warning them that they were making a big mistake. Bosses, too, found fault with what was in their hearts. In all truth, you cannot expect a person who has chosen the ways of the world as a lifestyle, you know, committed to it, to condone going to a mission and volunteering to build little dwellings in the middle of the wilderness just for prayer. What if they are another Jim Jones? What if they're sex traffickers? What if they're Martians? Oh my. So, my dear ones, if you want to come and help or go somewhere else to help, are you going to let anyone stop you? Are you going to follow your heart and the leading of the Holy Spirit, or give in to the judgments and desires of your relatives who've chosen the safer path? I missed my first call because of material things and relatives. But at 40 years old, I finally decided I was going to follow the Lord and totally leave behind my safety zone. I'd had enough of safety zones, and it was the most wonderful thing I ever did. I never regretted anything I left behind, and my relationship with Jesus went through the roof. He was so real to me, I felt like I was in heaven, though I was on earth. It's up to you, dear ones. You decide what you want to do with your life. Look back also on how you have lived so far. Then look forward to the day when you are standing before the Lord. Will you be happy or ashamed that you gave up the opportunity to serve Him for a few trinkets and friends that are still mired in the world? Bottom line is that you cannot outgive the Lord. It is impossible to give Him more than He will give you. Lord, please share your heart with us. Jesus began, I am waiting for you, my blessed ones. I am waiting for you to decide that I mean more to you than anything you now have in this world. I am waiting to see if you will press in on discernment and even discover what is written in your heart. I call you with a kiss. It is gentle and tender, because my heart for you is that way. I see your daily struggles in the world. I see your weariness as you build up the wealth of others while working for them. I see your longing to meditate on my word for hours and to find the deeper meanings, the hidden treasures, for those who seek them. I'm waiting for you to recognize that nothing in this world means as much to you as me. When you get to that place, you won't care what you lose. I have many things stored up for those who can and will let go of the world and all it has to offer. The greatest of these is fellowshipping time with me, the freedom to rest in my presence for hours, the freedom to pray and repent for all those wasted years. And the inspiration I want to impart to you for a new life, work I want to give you as you cooperate with me in saving souls. In heaven you will be rich. On this earth I can only guarantee you my love and fellowship as we work together to bring in the harvest of souls. What Mother Claire is doing now is preparing a place apart from the world, dedicated to prayer, making it possible for you to create and expand your walk with me. A place to deepen your commitment to me and to die to yourself and the world. This is not a sudden thing. It is more of a process that I'm calling you to. It is from the natural outgrowth of your faithfulness on this channel, your response to what I have given you so far. The hardest thing for you to do is to let go. Let go of your life. Let go of your peers and parents' ideas on how you should live your life. In return for letting go, I can only promise you my love and faithfulness to care for you, to tell you what lies ahead would spoil the surprise. It is my heart for you and the fulfillment of what you've been given in this life. All that is needed is trust and commitment. I am not speaking only of the refuge. I am speaking to all of you about the next step in your lives. Many of you listening on this channel feel something unsettled in your spirit. Something more to your life that seems around the next bend. That is what I'm asking you to prepare for. Prepare for change and know that change will be for the better. Many are called, few are chosen, and even fewer respond. I love you all the same, but I ask for your response so that I can give you all that I have for you.